This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The government has approved the electronics component manufacturing scheme to boost the manufacturing of electronic goods in the country and strengthen the electronic supply chain. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, the electronics sector has witnessed tremendous growth in the last 10 years. He said electronics production has grown 5 times at the rate of 17% compound annual growth rate, while electronic exports witnessed growth of 20% compound annual growth rate in these years.
Electronics manufacturing is somewhere around $120 billion. $120 billion ko double karna hai, that is our immediate goal. And by 2030-31, we want to reach $500 billion. Current 25 lakh employment hai electronics manufacturing mein. Usko 60 lakh ki taraf le jane ka bhi isme target hai.
The minister said funding worth over 22,000 crore rupees will be provided for the electronics component manufacturing scheme. He said this will generate direct employment of over 91,000 and many indirect jobs. Mr. Vaishnaw said the government has also approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Kharif 2025 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers to ensure affordable, subsidized and reasonable fertilizers to the farmers. The Union Cabinet has also given nod to inclusion of Kosi Mechi Intrastate Link Project of Bihar under Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana Accelerated Irrigation Benefits Programme. Mr. Vaishnaw said the government has also approved 2% dearness allowance to central government employees and dearness relief to pensioners. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India First has become the mantra of the country's foreign policy, and now New Delhi is not just participating in the world order, but also contributing to shaping and securing the future. Mr. Modi was addressing an event organized by a private TV channel in New Delhi yesterday.
दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी हमारे भारत में है. ये युवा तेजी से स्किल्ड हो रहा है, इनोवेशन को गति दे रहा है, और इन सब के बीच भारत की फॉरेन पॉलिसी का मंत्र बन गया है इंडिया फर्स्ट.
The Prime Minister said that India has prioritized humanity over monopoly and paved the way for the creation of a global institution of the 21st century, ensuring equal participation. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the National Conference on Environment 2025 in New Delhi today. The conference is being organized by the National Green Tribunal, NGT. The two-day conference is set to bring together environmental experts, policy makers and activists to discuss critical environmental issues and formulate actionable solutions. The conference will feature 4 key technical sessions that will address pressing challenges faced by the environment, including climate change, pollution control, biodiversity conservation and sustainable development. Defence Ministry has signed 2 contracts with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for supply of 156 light combat helicopters, Prachand, along with training and other associated equipment worth 62,700 crore rupees. The first contract is for supply of 66 light combat helicopters to the Indian Air Force, and second is for the supply of 90 light combat helicopters to the Indian Army. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri spoke with the US Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Lando yesterday. Mr. Misri congratulated Deputy Secretary Lando on his recent confirmation by the US Senate. The Foreign Secretary emphasized the strengthening alignment of strategic interests between India and the United States, highlighting the importance of the India-US Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership. In Myanmar, 144 people have died and 732 have so far been injured following a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake that struck Myanmar and Thailand last afternoon. The head of Myanmar's military government, General Min Aung Hlaing, in a televised speech this evening said that the death toll and injuries are likely to rise. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the earthquakes which occurred in Myanmar and Thailand yesterday. The Indian Embassy has advised Indian nationals in Thailand to contact the emergency number +66 6188 19218 in case of any emergency. In Indian Premier League, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Chennai Super Kings by 50 runs at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Chasing 197 for victory, Chennai Super Kings scored 146 with a loss of 8 wickets and stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.